sound of Rocky Brunette. And a song called Tired of Towing the Line. Why doesn't he get a car returned here? Anyway, this is my headache for this week. From Patrice, Me Touching You.
We both told her stories. I played my guitar. But honey, the way things used to be, it ain't the way they are. We've been working overtime, playing like we're just friends. But we both know what we're thinking, and we know that in the end, it'll be me touching you, it'll be you touching me, it'll be true, it'll be sweet, it'll be love. It'll be me kissing you, it'll be you kissing me, it'll be sweet, it'll be true, it'll be love. So come over here beside me, the fire is burning low. Don't think about tomorrow, honey, just let your feelings flow. We've only got forever, 'cause what we feel is real. Close your eyes while I hold you tight, and if you're wondering what you feel, it'll be me touching you, it'll be you touching me, it'll be true, it'll be sweet, it'll be love. And it'll be me kissing you, it'll be you kissing me, it'll be sweet, it'll be true, it'll be love. Let's make some memories to treasure. Life's too short to miss the pleasure. And that might just go on forever. But when the dawn finally finds us,
nothing but sad song. Nobody wanted to hear. I've been so lonely for so long, waiting for a dream to appear. Now I don't have to dream any longer, and I don't have to search anymore. You made the song that I'm sweeter than ever before. Oh, what a beautiful love song. It came to me just in time. You gave to me such a sweet melody, and I'm just so glad that you're mine. You are the reason I'm singing. You're the one. Oh, what a beautiful love. Oh, what a beautiful love song. It came to me just in time. You gave to me such a sweet melody. I'm just so glad that you're mine. You are the reason I'm singing. You're the one. Oh, what a beautiful love.
heart will have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my.
Nelson on a song called Always On My Mind. And this is Smokey, If You Think You Know How to Love Me.
On a downtown street, motorbike ride in the midday heat, the dust that hung from the desert skies, run though we'd run, it still burned our eyes. Oh yes, we may walk on the wild, wild side of life, and our movements traced by a stranger close by your side. And in the shadows of a promise, you can take my hand and show me a way to understand.
So if you think you know how to love me, and you think you know what I need, then if you really, really want me to stay, you got to lead the way. Yes, if you think you know how to love me, and you think you can stand by me, and if you really, really want me to stay, you got to lead the way.
A reckless night in a nameless town.
Then we moved out of sight with a silent sound. A beach that wept with deserted waves. That's where we slept, knowing we'd be safe. Now you may think you can walk on the wild, wild side with me. But there's a lot I can learn, and a lot that I've yet to see. No, you've got my life lying in your hands. It's up to you to make me understand.
So if you think you know how to love me, and you think you know what I need, and if you really, really want me to stay, you got to lead the way. Yes, if you think you know how to love me, and you think you can stand by me, and if you really, really want me to stay, you got to lead the way. Yes, if you think you know how to love me, then you think you know what I need.
I'll always remember your kind words, and I'll still remember your name. But I've seen you changing and turning, and I know that things just won't be the same. On Grafton Street, everyone looking so well. I was singing a song I'd heard somewhere called Rock and Roll Never Forgets, when my humming was smothered by a 46A and the scream of a low flying jet. Stopping off to pick up my guitar, and a drunk on the bus told me how to get rich. I was glad we weren't going too far.
Unmistakable sound of Bagatelle and a song called A Summer in Dublin. Right, this is a special request for Barry, Ruth, Lisa and Paula. And they're from Blackpool. And also Gary from Leeds as well. And they're on holiday visiting all the radio stations here in Ireland. And they came with Peter from Dublin. Well, I hope you enjoy your stay here in Ireland. And the best of luck to you. This is Survivor specially for you. And the Eye of the Tiger.
This is Warwick County Radio, broadcasting on 305 metres on medium wave. It's now 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. It's time for the 1 o'clock news. Peter Scott reporting. First, a look at the national scene. The President and the Taoiseach have sent a message of sympathy to the families of the three Dublin soldiers who were shot dead at the United Nations checkpoint in South Lebanon yesterday evening. A fourth soldier suffered shock, and it is not known yet who the killers were. The United Nations Secretary General has sent a message of sympathy to the government and the bereaved families. In the north, a man is to appear in court today, charged with severing a man's hand with a hacksaw. The RUC are questioning a second man. They have said they don't believe the attack was sectarian. The injured man, Mr. William Kelly of Flynn Road in Larne, went under an operation lasting 8 hours, during which microsurgery was used to sew his hand back on. He is said to be in a satisfactory condition, but it won't be known for some days whether the operation will be a complete success. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Mr. Jim Pryor, has made it clear he is determined to press ahead with the province's new assembly in spite of the violence of the past few days. Mr. Pryor said the violence showed the terrorists were going all out to wreck Northern Ireland. He said his heart went out to those who suffered in these atrocities. And he added the assembly was an attempt to move forward to fresh ground so that political activity would take the place of violence. Abroad now, the international airport at Tel Aviv in Israel has been reopened after the occupation and riots involving hundreds of employees of the national airline El Al. The airline workers and their families have been protesting at government plans to dissolve the airline unless a reorganization package is accepted. Planes are not expected to start landing there until later this evening. The people of Spain are voting today for a new parliament, and the country is expected to get its first socialist government since the Civil War in Spain. The new government, when elected, will be the third since Franco. 4 people died and 17 people were injured in India when violence erupted during a Muslim religious procession in the western city of Baroda. 1 victim was killed by police fire and the other was stabbed. In Guatemala, government troops have killed 10 leftist guerrillas in 3 separate incidents in the northern province of Quiche. In Bangkok, Michael Gorman, the English editor of the Bangkok Post, started 1 month's jail sentence for libeling 2 university lecturers today. Carmaker John DeLorean is still in jail because of a clash between his lawyers and state prosecutors over the value of property being put up for bail. His defence lawyers told reporters that DeLorean will probably be released tomorrow, but an assistant prosecutor said he had no indication when a bail agreement would be reached. In Britain, a 44-year-old man from Hampshire was admitted to hospital believed to be suffering from Lassa fever, which there is no known cure. He had recently returned from working in Nigeria and is being treated in a special isolation unit in a North London hospital. A 21-year-old Nigerian woman with Lassa fever is already being treated at the hospital. It is thought that there is no connection between the two cases. Voting takes place in Britain today in 2 by-elections, Birmingham Northfield and Peckham in South London. The Conservative Party are defending a small majority of about 280 in Northfield, while Labour had a majority of nearly 11,000 in the last election. Miners in Britain are voting today on pay and pit closures. The union is calling for a strike. The result will be announced on Tuesday next. The Polish people have been warned by the communist leaders that shortages in food will continue into the winter. They believe the economy has reached the turning point, though. The warning comes from the ruling Politburo, and it has been debated by the Communist Central Committee. Police in Birmingham are searching for 5 men who escaped from Winston Green prison last night. They used a ladder to scale a wall in a part of the prison which is being rebuilt. Police say the escapees are not dangerous. And now on the local front, Meath's Fianna Fáil TD, Mr. Jim Fitzsimons, has been appointed Minister for State in the Department of Industry and Energy. Mr. Fitzsimons, who first entered the Dáil in 1977, was previously elected to Meath County Council in 1974. He comes from a family with a strong political history in Meath. His father, the late Mr. Patrick Fitzsimons, was a senator for this constituency for 25 years. He also served on Meath County Council from 1932 to 1974. Jim Fitzsimons played football with the famous O'Mahony's team, who won 6 senior championships in the space of only 7 years. He also played with the De La Salles on their juvenile team. He was on the Meath minor team, which reached the Leinster final in 1954. Mr. Fitzsimons is married with a family of 4. Navan District Anglers Association are holding their annual general meeting in the Irish National Foresters Hall, Bruce Hill, Navan, on Sunday the 31st of October next at 3 p.m. There will be a guest speaker and a film show. The proposals are that competitions for the fishermen of the year will be held on club waters. Competitions representing the club in lake competitions will qualify in the club lake events. That proposal has been put forward by Mr. A. Rennix. The second proposal is that senior members will sponsor a juvenile member in a training program. That was put forward by Michael Connor. And the third proposal is that club members be listed into groups and given responsibility for the development and maintenance of the banks of a stretch of the river located to them. That has been put forward by Mr. Sean Monaghan. The officers and committee from 1982 were President John Gallagher, Chairman Brian Mavell, Vice Chairman M. Connor, Secretary Paddy Smith, Treasurer John Gallagher, Assistant Treasurer Shea Sumner, and PRO Stephen Monaghan. The committee were Richard Farley, Michael Murray, Brian Smith, and John Peppard. Once again, to recap on that, the annual general meeting of the Navan and District Anglers Association takes place in the Irish National Foresters Hall, Bruce Hill, Navan, on Sunday the 31st of October at 3 p.m. And finally, a look at the weather. Mainly cloudy and dry with some bright intervals. Perhaps some light rain. Rather cool with an afternoon temperature of 13 degrees. That's all from the Royal County Radio News Desk. Next news headlines at 2 o'clock.
The most exciting thing to happen in County Meath for years. This is Royal County Radio from the Trimgate Arcade in Navan. RCR.